and welcome back to the Coffee, Cake, and Kegels podcast. I'm your host, Stacey. And on this episode, I have a very special guest. Her name is Sophia Trapanese. She's 9 years old, and she is my daughter. Hi, Soph.
Hi.
So, Sophia wanted to join me in this episode because she loves to play with Barbies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we did go see the Barbie movie. And it brought up a good conversation about Barbie, right?
Yeah.
And the world we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And some negative things too about Barbie, right?
Yeah.
So Barbie was made in 1959, right?
Mm-hmm.
By a woman named Ruth Handler. And because my daughter is 9 years old, I'm not going to say what the doll was modeled after, but you can use your imagination. All I'm going to say is a German adult doll and leave it at that. But I mean, I remember when I was a little girl and I was playing with Barbie, I really wanted to be like her.
Yeah, and a little bit with me too. Like, I used to think in my head, maybe like when I was like maybe like little, or like maybe like 5 or 6, I used to think like, oh, I want to be like just like Barbie. But like, no, I don't think that really.
And what is it about Barbie that you wanted to be like?
I wanted to be skinny like her and have a face like her. And I used to think she's so beautiful and perfect, but really, she was just made for like, she was really just made for like making people think like bad about themselves, maybe. But she was made for people to play with, I guess.
Right. Well, the woman who made her, Ruth Handler, her idea was that she wanted little girls all over the world to know that anything is possible.
Yeah.
You can be a doctor, an astronaut, right? Barbie has every job.
Yeah.
Under the sun, right?
Yeah.
She's done it all.
Like, she's been to the moon, she's been a doctor, a nurse. I can't even name all of them. It would be like 50,000 minutes.
Exactly. She's been everything. So yeah. That's why Ruth created her. She wanted little girls to know that anything is possible, right? Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, over the years, it's kind of hurt girls in a way.
Yeah, it's made girls think bad about themselves, and it's made them think like they want to be like her, so they stop eating and they eat less, so they don't eat a lot.
Mm-hmm. Which is actually true, because there was a study done with little girls ages 7 to 11, so you're in that age group, right?
A little, yeah.
You're not a little, you are in the age group, you're 9.
Yeah.
And after playing with Barbie dolls, when they were offered food, they ate a lot less of the food. And you had said that you did that.
Yeah, I did that a little too sometimes because I wanted to be like Barbie. But now I can't, like, I realized that, like, I shouldn't have to do that because, like, I don't need to.
You're right, you don't need to. Right? And Barbie makes women and, well, young girls feel like their body maybe isn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Because every body is different. Every body's shape is different.
Yeah, and also they didn't really make Barbies, but they do now, but not as much as Barbies are skinny, because most Barbies in the world, like, are very skinny, they're thin, but the scary part is, like, if they were real, then they would be walking on all floors. Their hands and feet would both be on the ground, because they're so skinny and they're so thin that they wouldn't be able to walk like people do.
You're right. And if you guys listening don't know that, that is a true fact, that Barbie hurt, her dimensions of her waist, chest, and hips would actually render her walking like a dog. because no human has those, you know, shapes.
First of all, nobody is that skinny.
Well, there are people that are that skinny, but not shaped like Barbie, unless they've had a lot of surgery to look like that.
Yes. And people on the internet post pictures like, "Oh, I'm getting surgery," and they actually do say, and they actually do say, "I'm trying to turn into Barbie."
There's a woman like that who wants to look like Barbie. You're right.
Uh-huh. And she got so many surgeries on her face.
Yep.
To look like Barbie.
So, what did you think of the Barbie movie before we keep going about how Barbie has made young girls feel about themselves? What did you think about the movie? Let's talk about it. What did you like about it? What didn't you like about it?
I really did like it, how they kept everything in style of the pink and everything is still a Barbie theme. But I didn't really like how, I don't really know. I just didn't really like how the girls tried to rule everything, but I did kind of like it also, because it did show girls they could do anything also, but also I didn't really like how the boys ruled basically not the whole show, but the
half of it.
Yeah, half of it.
So if you didn't see the Barbie movie yet, and here's a little brief synopsis. So it's a spoiler if you haven't seen it yet.
Sorry, it's a spoiler.
So in the movie, Barbie, wakes up, she goes about her day, and everything is pretty boring, honestly.
Yeah, because you just watch her every and
right, it's very monotonous. And then one day she wakes up, and she gets out of bed, and her feet are no longer arched.
Oh, but can I tell them a funny part?
Yes.
So they were sitting at a lunch table, and this girl, one of the Barbies, Barbie said, "Guys, I have something to tell you." And then she said it. She said, "Guys, I have flat feet." And then this girl, I'm not going to scream it, of course, but she said, "Flat feet!" And it was funny. I think everybody in the theater laughed at that point.
Yeah, it was funny. So Barbie wakes up with flat feet, but it's almost an awakening, because she starts to realize, I'm really not that happy.
Yeah, she starts to realize, I'm not really happy as a Barbie living the perfect life, as, just waking up, flying off my roof. and that extra, whatever it's called, I can't even say it.
Yeah, so then she realizes that something is making her feel this way, and she goes to this weird Barbie who was played with too much. So she has makeup on her face, her hair's chopped off.
Yeah, and I hope that's a wig for that girl, or
it was. It was.
Yeah, because it made me honestly scared for a second. I didn't want to know that she cut her hair off just for the show.
No. So basically Barbie goes to this other Barbie, and the Barbie tells her, you need to take the high heel shoe or the Birkenstock, and Barbie was like, "Oh God, I'm going to take the high heel." And the other Barbie's like, "Doesn't work that way. You need to take the Birkenstock." So it's kind of alluding to the movie The Matrix, where you were given the red pill and the blue pill. So do you want to know the truth, or do you want to just keep living a lie, right?
Yeah, so then she did that and she went to the real world. But the funny part is she went in her Barbie roller skating outfit. I don't know if you know that. It's very, very old. it's from a very old Barbie. But she wore her roller skating outfit, but Ken came with her, so it was a little weird. But then this boy, can I say it?
You could say it, yeah.
This boy just walked up behind her and smacked her in the butt. And then Barbie turned around and she punched him in the face. And it was a little funny, but I don't know.
So she realizes in the real world that everything is really controlled by men, which we all know. I mean, a lot of things are run by men in this world, and mm-hmm. women are still not paid as much as men in some of the same jobs that they do and stuff.
Yeah, because in the movie, you saw everyone working, but most of the people you saw working were just men.
Right.
You didn't see girls working, like, a bunch.
At the construction yard, remember?
Yeah. They were all guys, not really. Maybe, like, there were, like, one or two or three girls, but there weren't, like...
A bunch, like, in Barbie world, whatever, right? Okay. So, basically, she decides that she wants to change, you know, she wants to go back to Barbie land and let them know. She sends Ken to do that, and Ken loves the human world because he's like, men rule here. They're not just chasing after Barbies and wanting to just be Barbie's boyfriend or whatever.
Yeah.
So he changes everything up, and it becomes very misogynistic, which is when men rule things and women have to, like, serve them food and do all that stuff, right? So, like, there was a Barbie dressed up as a French maid and things of that nature. So Barbie gets back there. She's so upset.
Yeah, she literally falls to the ground and starts crying.
She does. And she's like, tears, right? Because she never knew what tears were, and she gets all of these human-like feelings.
Mm-hmm. And she's, and she bring two people to the Barbie world, but here's the thing. This is what, like, kind of twisted my mind when I heard this. She bring two real people from the real world
to Barbie land to help her.
Yeah, but apparently humans are not allowed to go into Barbie world. And that's what made me, like, kind of like, what? What is happening?
Yeah.
And then they had to fix the whole thing. They had to get over it. And then Ken, when everything happened, they said, like, yes, love it, all right, we're done with the whole fighting point. Ken kept trying to, like, kiss her.
Yep, because Ken said, I don't know who I am without you.
Yeah.
Because I was made for you. So it was really interesting. And Barbie's like, you are you. Be you. Do what makes you happy. And she decided to leave Barbie land and become a human.
And then, I don't want to say it.
Don't, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I wanted to say something, but no.
It's okay.
It's inappropriate.
So there were some parts of the movie that I thought were, like, really good. And then I thought some parts of the movie, I'm like, you know, be it as it may sound, we do need strong men in the world.
Yes, but we also need women who... We need it equally set to where women get paid the same thing as men.
Right, to do the same jobs that they have.
Yeah, because honestly, in this world that we live in, men don't really, like, think women can lead. Like, they think women can't be president. They think women can't be, like... They think women basically can't do, like, construction. They think they're not strong enough. But really, we are all strong enough. But, yes, there are some women in the world and men in the world that just don't care and they don't want to be strong. But yes, they are strong if they just try.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. You're so smart.
Thank you. By the way, I just want to, can I say?
Yeah.
She started crying at, like, the end of the movie.
I cried everything though.
Yeah.
I cried at Moana last night when we watched it. So I'm a crier. That's just what I do. But I want, you know what made me cry in the Barbie movie?
What?
When the woman Ruth, I'm going to cry now. Soph, see what you did? The woman Ruth at the end of the movie tells Barbie, like, I made you.
And I named you Barbie after my daughter named Barbara. And my mom is already starting to cry now. So it's okay.
So she basically said, I created a doll for my daughter so that she can grow up in the world and know she could be anything.
Mm-hmm. It's okay, don't cry, Mom.
And that's how it feels to be a mom. We want our little girls to go out into the world and just crush it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Don't cry. Okay. Don't cry.
All right, enough.
All right.
So anyway, yeah, so that was what the whole movie is about. You know, they didn't let the men be equal, though, in Barbieland. Yeah. They were like, one guy was like, can I be president? And they were like, no, maybe you could just sit on the court. You could be a Supreme Court justice or something like that.
But I feel like, yes, I didn't really like how all the girls ruled. But also, I didn't like it, and I liked it at the same time. Because, one, girls were treated a little bit, well, equally as men, because they got to rule at least. But I didn't really like how the Barbies treated the Kens, really.
Right. Because really, it's showing you how women are treated.
I mean, I guess,
right?
Yes.
They're trying to show you, like, well, this is how women are treated. But it doesn't make it right.
To say, no, you can't be president.
Right, and to do it to someone else.
Yeah.
Because we should be above that, right?
Mm-hmm.
We should treat people better than we're treated.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Like, let's say if someone get bullied, you shouldn't start bullying people because don't you want to be the bigger person? Don't you want to, like, don't you want to have people like you? Because, yes, bullies do have friends, but they don't have... I'm not trying to be rude, but they don't really have good friends.
You're right, they don't.
They have mean friends. And sometimes, even this happened to me, and it started drama. In school, I became friends with the popular girls, and I started becoming mean. But then once I finally said to them, I don't want to be your friend anymore, then, as you could tell, I'm not mean.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
And that's not what we're about, right?
Yeah.
We believe in helping people.
Yeah.
So, okay, so now all of this said, do you feel like you live in a world that's mostly run by men now?
Yes.
Okay. What makes you feel that way?
Because mostly every time I hear blah, blah, blah is running for president, all I hear is a boy name. I don't hear, like, I'm just gonna make this up. Let's say, I don't hear this. I don't hear Felicia Barbara is running for president. I don't hear that. Mm-hmm. I always hear, let's say, Mike DeRusso. I always hear like a boy name. I never hear any girl name.
And what about, what else? What else do you see and you notice anything else that you feel like the world is run by men?
I mean, kind of, because I really, when I, let, I, a little, because I do see men working on, like, construction, but I really don't see a lot of girls working on construction.
Yeah. That is true. Daddy will tell you he does construction.
Yeah, and
there's no women that work with them.
I've only seen one girl that works with them, and I don't think she does construction, right?
No. Mm-mm. She works in the office.
Yeah, she doesn't do construction because men think, not all men. Mm-hmm. We're not blaming it on all of the men in the world.
No, that wouldn't be fair. Right?
Yeah, that wouldn't be fair. But some of the men in the world think women can't lead, women aren't strong. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you trying to tell me?
I don't know.
Okay. This is Sophia's first time podcasting. So,
yeah.
Well, what else do young girls... Because the world we live in is also scary, right? And there's a lot of times crimes against women.
I don't really get what you're saying there.
That's okay. So you just tell me, Mom, what do you mean?
Yeah. Well, what do you mean?
Okay. Girls getting hurt by boys?
Yeah.
Or what about girls getting kidnapped?
Because I feel like... So we'll talk about the first thing first. Girls do sometimes get abused by men. Because...
Mm-hmm.
This is not for all men, if men are listening, but some men do abuse women or girls, or even dads can abuse their daughters if they even wanted to.
Yeah.
So I think that is not really, like, good. I think that should be, like, I think whoever should do that should go.
Should go to, absolutely.
Yeah, because that is not right. And also, there is some kids that see their parents fighting or even sometimes, this is, well, not real rare, but sometimes even women abuse men or just men abuse women. And I think it's not fair to anyone to be abused because...
Right.
Like, it's just not fair to people.
You're right, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So now, back to body image.
Yes.
How do you feel about your body now?
I feel that I'm very confident about my body. I don't think I should be fat, or I don't think I should be skinny. I think this is the perfect, like, body for me right now. I don't think I should be skinny or fat. I don't think I should eat more or eat less. I just think I eat enough to where I'm good and I don't need to lose weight.
And that makes me so happy.
Yeah.
Because when I was growing up, I never felt that way.
Well, I did feel like that when I was like 7, between 6. And during while I was like 8 years old, I kind of felt like that. But on my 9th birthday, I kind of realized like I don't need to be skinny. I don't need to eat less. I don't need to work out every day. Cause when I was like 7, I used to say, all right, I'm gonna work out tomorrow. I'm gonna work out the next day. And I said like, all right, I'm gonna work out today. And I always told you like, yeah, I'm just working out for fun, but I didn't want to tell you because I thought you would yell at me or say like, Sophie, no, don't think that. I didn't want to tell you because I thought you would get mad at me. So I just said like, oh, I'm just doing it for fun to be strong. Yes, I did do it to be strong, but I also did it to lose weight, but now I don't do it. Now I actually just work out for fun.
Good. That's what exercise should be.
Mm-hmm.
We should want to move our bodies for fun.
Yeah.
And do things that make us feel good.
Yeah.
So if that looks like dancing around your room, then that's what it is. Not necessarily having to lift weights or go running. You know, we should move our bodies and do what makes us feel good and happy.
Yeah. And also, I like sometimes like dancing around my room and just like, and also sometimes I like to like sing. But sometimes, you probably saw me dance before in my room. I'm like, yeah. But I do sometimes get embarrassed when I dance. But you remember, you have videos on your phone of me in the living room dancing on that little thing we have by the fireplace. And I used to dance and sing, make up my own songs.
Yeah.
And it was funny because when I scrolled through your pictures, I saw them and I started like, not crying, but I started tearing up because I miss those times. Those are memories.
That's true, I do. I miss them too, trust me.
Yeah.
No one misses them more than the mom.
Yeah.
Well, it makes me, I would never get mad at you forever saying that you're exercising because of whatever reason.
Yeah, I thought that because maybe like, I don't know, I thought I would think you get mad because maybe, like, I thought you would get mad because you thought I wanted to lose weight, and you thought maybe, oh, yeah, she shouldn't think that because I always taught her blah, 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 blah.
So what did I teach you?
You did teach me to love my body the way it is, and I do love my body.
That makes me happy.
Yeah.
That really does. Because, you know, I've told you this before, I wasn't raised like that. I was always raised to not like my body.
Wait, actually though?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and to always have to want to lose weight.
Did grandma and grandpa teach you that?
Both of them did. But it doesn't make them bad people.
Yeah, because they're good grandparents and they're good parents to you.
Yeah, it just, you know, we all make mistakes as parents. Mommy has said that how many times, right? That I've made mistakes.
A lot, because you have made
mistakes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I have made mistakes, and you know, no one is perfect.
Yeah, no one is perfect to where, like Barbie, no one is perfect. No one has the perfect life. No one can fly off their roof to go downstairs. And yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I really hope that, you know, our listeners were able to learn about the Barbie movie and to hear some really interesting knowledge
from a 9-year-old.
Yes.
That's what I was going to say. Yes. Yes, let's go.
Exactly. From a 9-year-old, because you have really great perspective.
Yeah, when I'm on camera, I'm always like this. I'm a talker.
Well, you're not on camera, so.
Yeah, but when I'm like speaking in a camera, I always do this.
I know. You're good at this.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It was a lot of fun for me to be able to interview my little mini me.
Oh, thank you.
And as always, thank you for listening.
Bye.